Big.
Like 4 hours. I don't know.
That could be anything.
What?
That could be anything. They're all 4 hours long.
Oh, they are?
One like the release show?
There you
is
go.
That what you're talking about? You want a one nights of recording at a time?
But I'm saying like one big podcast. Like one episode. And it's like 4 hours long. I'm not saying you do it. I'm saying you're considered.
Was that considered earlier?
Like a 100th episode special. So I know you guys are beyond that, but you know what I mean. 1,000th.
Just like by last week.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Well, episode. A 2 hour special.
I don't see why not.
There'd have to be some other event, though. Like, I mean, there'd have to be some reason to go 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
or no.
Or maybe that's the event, is there is no event.
Oh, like Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah. That'll work for us.
Doubling up the episode.
Climb aboard that gravy train.
I get the super secret scuba diving extravaganza. Is that what it was?
I have no idea.
That'll be a 4 or 5 hour long show that will be released.
And the building a bed.
And how to build a bed, yeah. Those are both crazy ones. That people shouldn't listen to.
Oh, yeah, if you're looking for bonus content, you've come to the right place.
Oh, wow. You know what? That makes me feel a lot better about our podcast. I just thought about it in a different way. That's all it takes. You just have to think about it in a different way. Think about it like this. There's good podcasts out there.
Yep.
That's like regular music. Our shit's like avant-garde. It's a fancy word for bad, which is, you know what I mean? Like, actually good. Actually, like ultra hip.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, Marin and Corolla, they got their sometimes, but these guys are fucking Snort Coffee.
Halliburton.
They're like the John Cage.
Snort Coffee. I talked over.
I don't know who John Cage is.
John Cage, a podcast.
Is that the guy from, what is Ayn Rand's novel? Is her third book? It wasn't. It was after Anthem, right? Because that was her first one, and then she wrote the
before the Fountainhead. Right?
The Atlas Shrugged. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Ann Coulter.
Yeah, that's her.
That's who wrote that.
I pronounced it wrong.
What's that chick's name?
Ann Rand.
Yeah, it was something.
What was the name of the book that we gave her again?
It's Fast and Furious?
That was it.
Yeah.
She wrote Fast and the Furious about when capitalism is really unrestrained. It's fucking Fast and Furious. It's the shit. So instead of a dystopia, she wrote a utopia, you know.
Starring John Cage.
Right. Nick's brother.
Glad we got it worked out.
So this is like, you know, for those who aren't familiar.
I don't say anything anymore.
John Cage was a musician, and it's pretentious as all get out, in my opinion. But he made an album, right? A record.
That is pretentious.
It was silence.
Nice.
And the actual music, it was like 70 minutes of silence. And the actual music was everything you heard in the background, like of your house.
Nice.
Including opening up the windows to the place and just listening to the shit.
Exactly.
When did he release it? Was it on the period of time? I guess you would even hear.
Surprisingly long.
It was back in the. Yeah, it was back at, when records. I mean,
well, I was going to say, like, you would hear the needle scratching on the record.
Yeah.
So that would actually be covering up some of the music. So fuck you, John Cage. But.
Even
if it was CDs, that would still be, even if it was an MP3 player.
Yeah,
I think I've got one of his CDs, actually.
You would.
I probably do. I bet you do, too, if you look hard enough. I bet every one of us has got one.
Got what?
One of his CDs.
I don't
John Cage's?
Yeah, I think so. I got one. I know I do.
Yeah, I have a CDR. That's.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I've got.
Yeah, whole fucking spindle of them.
I got 75 John Cage CDs.
Yeah, I told Christine's buying a new stack. We don't have any John Cage CDs right now.
But for real, though, do you guys honestly use CDRs anymore?
No.
Apparently. I haven't used one in a minute.
I have, but I remember commenting on it, like, why are we doing
not as a device to store?
That's the only reason we use them.
DVD-Rs?
Yeah.
So, DVD, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we were talking about? Regular CDRs?
Yeah.
Never mind. I take that back.
Somebody still use laser discs?
Do I? Those things are such a pain in the ass. We had some at my school, man. And like when they first came out, school was like, oh, yeah, this is the future. It's like,
iPads are the future, idiot.
I'll take as many as I can get my hands on for like a buck a pop, though. There's something. Who doesn't want one of those? You had one.
That's
an
insulation piece waiting to happen.
Hanging around.
Yeah. Probably around somewhere.
Dude, speaking of outdated formats, I was at the key machine today at work.
Some coffee.
I work at Home Depot.
And you can't mention them on the show.
Oh, yeah. Store coffee. And there's a fucking cassette of License to Ill, dude, at the key machine.
Nice.
And I took a picture of it. Because it was just like,
should've just taken it.
Forever.
Somebody left it there?
Well, here's the curious thing. So I posted this picture on the Facebook, and
that's mine. Mention them here either.
Well, one of my coworkers was like, "I think I know who's that is." And I was like, "Who's?" And they're like, "Third shifts." And I was like, "Dude, I bet you're right," because they always bring in their boomboxes.
Nice.
And their tapes.
Mm-hmm. Their tapes.
And they put them on their shoulders.
But ironically, right next to the tape, there was a Discman.
After 11, it was
not there anymore.
This man and the tape, they're still there.
Huh.
They've been there since I've worked there, probably. I just never noticed them.
Hmm. At the key machine, huh?
At the key machine, yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
So if you guys want a free Discman, go to the...
it's a weird way to pronounce that.
Discman.
Discman?
The Discman?
The Reginald Discman?
Sorny Discman?
Reginald Archibald.
Live from Lucille 3 Floor,
Bronze Art Studios.
Welcome, everybody. What do you say? I don't know. Fucking, I can't go as big as you.
I wasn't going to talk on the intro, because I always feel like I step on it.
No, whatever. Welcome to Snark Coffee.
It's awkward somehow.
Yep.
You're like, well, what? Oh, you're not done? Oh, sorry.
Wait, Snark Coffee's a show.
Snort Coffee's a show.
I thought he was done.
Yeah. I like to sing a little
listen
bit
to
in
it,
the intro.
Tell people, yeah. Definitely. you can find us, whatever.
Well,
I love the late shows always turn into, like, I don't care about contact info. I'm like, fucking, find it.
Yeah. If you're listening and you want to contact us.
If you're listening, you know what a search engine is. And
it's probably true.
So, at least ignore those YouTube videos. Yeah. Those kids are inappropriately snorting coffee.
Yeah, I looked that shit up too, and they're like, no, that's not right.
It's super chill. Don't get crazy. Don't, like, you know,
not doing a huge rail.
Build a map of the United States of America and invite your friends over and snort the state where you were born.
Yeah. Or draw it out into a sign that says snort coffee.
All my friends were born in Ohio.
You'll have to share that state and the rest of it.
Coffee line everywhere.
Unless you lined out the counties.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, the counties. Now you're talking my style.
That's a party.
I know people from other counties. Damn right.
All 70 whatever counties of Ohio.
77 in the wonderful state of Ohio.
Goodness, yes. Great.
I'm impressed.
Wow. Like Wolf from Alpha over here.
Everybody should know their Ohio history. I'm from Indiana, actually.
Really?
But I just loved Ohio.
Well, then you would get the state of Indiana.
I don't remember.
You don't remember what part?
Was it?
I was too into Ohio.
Do you remember the region?
It's central-ish.
Central-ish.
Ish. A little more to the left.
To the left of the central.
Which direction are you facing, north or south?
East.
Oh.
Lafayette?
Okay. I'm glad you asked. It would be confusing otherwise. You would have never found me.
So up.
No, not at all.
Down?
Yeah.
Left coast, Indiana?
No, up.
Wait.
North of the central.
Wait.
Southern region.
I'm just now hearing that you were born, like, you're from Indiana?
I moved here last...
last spring.
Austin almost knocked over the
August.
Yeah, August was a crazy month.
Can't do anything with it.
I'm gonna buzz up this sapology.
Yeah, man, we're hotboxing.
I think we all are, yeah, like woo. Keep puffing that, man. Keep it rolling.
I'm trying.
It does look a little dizzy.
I don't want to waste it, you know.
That is a bummer about a cigar.
Crack that window, right? I mean, it's going to get cold, but...
In my history, cigars have gone too long.
Yeah, well,
the better the cigar, the too much too long.
I buy the short ones. I tend to buy the short, fat ones.
Yeah.
And for that reason, because I mean, dude, somebody gives me, like, a Churchill, I'm like, no, I'm kind of in half.
There you go.
Yeah.
Smoke it from the middle.
It's true, man. When I don't have
your cigar
cutter
at both
on
ends.
Me, I just flip that shit around, dude. I like the cut in.
Good thinking. Know? Good thinking.
Some people buy that shit, but then you get tobacco in your mouth. Don't do it.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Make you trip.
It's true.
All this talk's making me want to snort coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got Joel Train, Mike Pants, Congressman Mike Pants.
He's
Silky Smooth. He is the pantsiest.
CMP.
All right. Yeah. Monogram on your shirt. How did I miss it? Fuck. Hi, welcome to the show.
Whatever. Twitter under the real Mike Pence.
I should.
The real Michael Pence. It's spelled exactly. Even if that's not how you spell it. I don't know how many ways you can spell that word.
What, Michael?
Yeah.
Like
a communist?
Five. Nice. People misspell Michael a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we need to buy up websites, right? Is Congress
spell Michael like a communist paint, .com?
Yeah,
no.
Like, yeah.
Mike Pants.
Michael Pants sucks. You know, I mean, somebody's going to have to buy that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if he gets a presidential campaign going on.
Looks like a cunt bag.
That's true.
Yes. They're like, fuck, we can't have that out there. We'll give you $500 each. All right. We've got 2,000, so get that check. You know, anti-advertising. Gotta get out in front of that shit.
Snort coffee.
Oops. Sorry, man. I didn't mean
to snort.
Oh, dude.
Damn it. Fucked up my floor.
It was a loogie, too.
Hey, speaking of which, I think somebody fucking pissed in my cat litter bucket.
How dare they?
That was me.
Damn it. I was keeping that one nice.
Joel's fired.
Yeah, those YouTube videos are ridiculous.
I think so. I didn't really watch many of them, but like I saw a little bit and I was like, oh, no, that's not.
Congressman Mike Pants sent me one where a dude just like does a ton, like
that's
does
stupid.
Like what I do like in like 2-3 nights where I've been doing that. Does it like in what appears to be 15-20 minutes.
That's crazy.
Because he shuts off the camera for like at least one stretch in it, so God only knows how long that is.
He's probably throwing up.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Throws up on camera, like, dude, handle your shit.
Yeah.
Snort coffee, but
responsibly.
Don't be an idiot. That's ridiculous.
Don't be Uma Thurman on Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Your buddies, regardless of what they say, don't want to hit you with one of those things.
you do it with coffee, though, they have to hit you with a needle of heroin. And
nice. Okay, slow you down some. That makes sense.
Yeah. They have to strap you down so you don't move around, and they can get a bead on that little marker spot that they drew.
Heroin? I don't know. That doesn't sound safe.
Straight to the heart. Get a puncture of the breastplate.
Yeah, breast. Plate.
A little way of being an asshole. I'm not sure where I was going with this one, I don't think. But two-way mirror things.
Okay. Mirror on two sides of a piece of glass.
Something, yeah.
I'm not sure.
I wrote the note, but now I don't remember. It's probably something funny, but...
Could you somehow work a picture behind it that looks like there's a camera behind the mirror? So that when you, like, flick on the lights or flick them off, you kind of like, the fuck, there's a camera behind that mirror. But there really isn't.
Or is there? That'd be sweet.
You don't know if that makes you an asshole. It makes you kind of funny.
What the fuck was it? I don't remember. That was a bad one. Sorry. It's a good way to move a shit ton of gasoline.
What is?
Yep.
Well, I mean, pipeline?
Into a small area. Filling up a gas tank.
Yeah. I was thinking thousands and thousands of gallons. Pipeline style.
I think NASCAR's got it figured out, man.
Good. I think that's all you need, right?
I think NASCAR's got the fastest, easiest way. Simple work every time way to get a bunch of gas into a gasoline tank.
What if you had a direct line into the NASCAR that just happened to extend however many miles, you know, they go? So it's just never, you never have
to stop.
So they
never stop for fuel.
Never. It's sloppy.
And what about
it's
going to
get all twisted up at the top, though.
What about
awesome,
NASCAR tires, too,
ended in a fireball.
That are just rubber, like the whole thing's rubber. That way you never...
Instead of inflatable, hard tires.
End up with tiny, tiny wheels.
Right.
Exactly. You start with... Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not you're actually not allowed to pit stop.
Okay.
That's the rule.
That sounds good.
NASCAR rule.
Two-way mirrors on their windows.
But what if you had two-way mirrors... Right?
Yeah.
So it didn't actually...
Can't see shit.
The only way you could see it is if you turn the lights out in both rooms.
Of the NASCAR.
Of
the stadium that you're driving.
It wouldn't even be, you know, it'd be purposeless. Oh, shit.
It wouldn't be helpful
at
all.
It's a double two-way mirror.
Didn't see that coming.
There's not even advertisements on it. Yeah, I think you could hook that up to, like, I don't know. It doesn't... Yeah, I think you would be able to modify, like, a regular system to have, like, some sort of reservoir and pump system, you know what I'm saying, so that it can pump a predetermined amount, like...
Not a predetermined amount, though. It's got to fill up. Just fill up.
And not...
Whatever car... Over. I think it might be able to spray out a little bit. You're going to have dudes working it.
It's going to damage your vehicle.
Not if they wipe it off.
So what is it?
You're part of the service.
No dice.
I'm kind of confused about what we're talking about.
That's okay.
It's reasonable, considering.
We're just talking about a reservoir of gasoline?
We're talking about filler up, which is...
Let's fucking go. Explain it already.
Okay. It's...
Come on, you got 30 seconds, man. It's your elevator.
Time is money.
Wow. All right.
Do you mind? Could we?
What do they call that elevator pitch? Let's hear it.
Really fast gas station stops. Mm. Really fast.
I don't know, man.
Faster than that.
Well, it reminds me of the BP commercials back in the day, where they have those helicopters. You call them, and you tell them the snacks you want.
I think I have seen this.
And not only that, the helicopters can actually land on top of your
car.
Son
of a bitch.
Hook a tube and you're like a hooked penis, like a dolphin penis or something.
All right.
All right.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Dolphin penis hooked. Yeah. And they go into your fuel orifice.
Yep.
If you will.
Yep.
You know, they fill you up and they give you your snacks and you like swipe your credit card on the, you know.
They've got snacks worked in too?
Yeah, you tell them what you need. You know,
that sounds expensive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's only for the rich.
Well, then, no, we're not going with that. We're going commonplace, dude. You want to get your snacks and gas tank filled within 30 seconds. Pay out.
You're going to have to call in snack orders then.
Oh, yeah. I think social media plays a huge part into it. They know where you're at via the GPS in your pocket robot.
Just the Filler Up app takes care of all
that. The Filler Up app says, these are the snacks I want. You can program buttons in there so you can do it while you're driving.
And if you know early enough, ahead of time, like in 3 weeks, I'm going to be at this place at this time. And I want like a wood,
if you know,
a wooden barrel of pickles.
Could be anything.
And they can order, yeah. Because
your fucking Amazon orders are shit.
Yeah, right.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah. You pick up.
Right on but you do have to call it in 3 weeks ahead of time.
No, just tie it into your UPS fucking account or your whatever.
If you've got anything.
Oh, man.
You'd have to get like...
Wow. Actually, that's a pretty good idea. Like, nobody has to bring me anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to go pick anything.
You go get gas.
I'm just going to get gas, and oh, by the way, here's your UPS.
Oh, Jesus criminy.
That's a pretty good plan.
It almost reminds me.
I like
me
that a lot.
In 30 seconds, you get whatever shit you order from fucking Amazon.
Full tank of gas.
You get a full tank of gas. You get whatever cigarettes, snacks, pop, that probably bring in milk or whatever. Eggs.
And people would call it into the place closest to their home because that's when you're usually in a pinch trying to get, you know.
Yeah.
Or on your way home from work.
Yep.
Well, you couldn't get the UPS stuff would have to come to your station. So only when you got.
Yeah, you'd have to designate the one, your local, your home station.
Whenever you come in there, by the way. If you happen to have UPS packages.
But you can stop at any Filler Up and just like, oh, by the way, there's a package waiting for you at your place next time you...
That's service right there.
Here's your receipt, and you have a package waiting.
Oh, boy.
It says porn on it.
If you'd like, I'll tell them you're going to pick it up whenever.
It's a box of dildos.
Double-headed dildos for your sex change.
Saltpeter.
Working this weekend, huh?
And a case of saltpeter waiting for you.
Here's your dildos and your saltpeter, sir.
Have you filled up yet? Yeah, you're ready to go.
There's logistical problems behind it, safety and...
What do you mean safe?
Just technology of moving a lot of gas quickly.
I don't think so. The technology's figured out. That just has to be integrated into a pump style where it fills up those like big tanks. Yeah. There's like two. Yeah. You could set two of those things inside that. It pumps to fill those, when the thing's not being used.
Yeah.
And then you're just, bam, you hook up one, and if they got a super big tank and they're going to take two,
a dually truck.
Bam, and it's 10 seconds.
See, there's a problem there because you might be coming in with 5 gallons left in your tank. You might be coming in with, 9 gallons left in your tank.
Well, that's why you've got two things. So if you only, it only takes three or takes 5 gallons out of the one 15-gallon. I mean, those things can be huge. You could do it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right.
Well, what about this?
But how do you stop from too much?
How do you what?
Keep from too much. That's what I'm
saying. Just cut it off. Yeah.
That's what you already say. Back pressure.
What if you got a probe that comes out of the fucking filler up part that comes in, touches the fluid, and says?
How does the probe distinguish between the fluid that's flowing down on it and the fluid level?
I don't know how it would work. That'd be a crazy float.
There's some expensive sensor technology here.
Yeah.
Let's get an engineer on that, too. That and the Booger Cup. You think they can work both projects?
I think Booger Cup's probably pretty easy.
Well, they'll empty your Booger Cup.
Hey, as soon as you're done with Booger Cup, by the way, we need you to solve this issue, too. We hiring this guy full-time, or what?
Maybe it's just a cap that's like a liquid sensor solenoid that shuts off real quick. Like, you put it over the end, it's got a membrane there that says, hey, liquid's hitting this, and it shouldn't be. Turn it off. You're full.
Like
don't filter it up.
Cervix. I think back pressure is the way to do it.
I don't understand that.
Like, pump an air into it, and you've got, like, displacement or something.
Yeah, we do need to include displacement.
See? Even Joel agrees.
Yeah.
What if you pull up? You put the hose in, and then you get in your car and you drive off, but it's a retractable hose.
And he's just going to whip it back.
So it follows you. but it follows you. You know, it goes out a mile or however long it takes you to fill up, And then once it goes, you know, there's like a safety, and it just, you know, goes out and then just retracts back in.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Watch
and
out.
And it kills everyone.
Okay. Now I'm on board. Yeah. Okay.
People in yeah. walking along.
Or better yet, you just take the gas out of the equation, right? And it's like a trolley system, but there's a meter on your car, and there's a meter dude that comes by your house periodically. Yeah. Like, hey, you've used this much electricity, so you got all these trolley wires, you know, and your car just sweet. Hooks up to them. But it tells you, you know, how much electricity you've used from those wires.
That'd be crazy.
What's the name of the website again?
Snortcoffee.com?
No.
Personaltrolley.com?
This project.
Personaltrolley.com.
What are we talking about now?
Oh, fuck. FillerUp.com.
Oh, okay. I thought it was FillerUp Gas. I was going to say, I don't. If we already bought the domain name, but since there's not gas in it.
It might be FillerUp Gas.
I think it is FillerUp Gas.
Fuck.
But so if we got to keep gas in the equation because we got that in the,
Pocket Robot.
In the $6 a year domain name.
But if we actually found a dude named Phil who could, like, you know, partake in the company, you could spell it P-H.
How do I not remember?
We'd have to change it again.
I don't know. I think it's hilarious, but I...
Right,
know,
but we'd have to get...
I can't even remember all the websites I have, so...
Oh, yeah, true.
It should happen.
Wow. We're gonna Google that?
Yeah, I can't remember the fucking name of a...
of your...
Of something I'm relatively serious to think that is a billion fucking dollar idea.
You spent $10 on it already.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
Or what if it's almost like a near-field communication? Your car pulls in, it reads it wirelessly how much gas you need.
Actually, yeah, man, there you go. Yeah. You got a sensor in your gas tank that says you got 4.7 gallons of gas. Sensor.
Why the fuck don't you use that?
It's the future.
Puts exactly that amount in your little reservoir tank, and then NASCAR style shoots it, presses it in.
Yep.
Done.
For that matter, do a fucking diagnostic test anyway, and give it to them on the back of their receipt.
Home station.
And also, I mean, they already have those sensors in your tires,
you
know? You
don't
want to
put too much on the...
Your left tire is 4 pounds lower. Just thought I'd let you know if you want. They'll put air in it over there.
No, you got to do cans of air and dude running out with it.
You got to do that fast, too? Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Nope, that's slow, man. No, if you need to pull over to the side for anything...
I disagree.
Couldn't you just have, like, a fast air...
kind of would be nice.
Like, station? Like,
just coming out of the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or a dude with a tank on.
Dude,
what about
yeah, just running from
future tank?
It's true. Like how many times have you stopped in a gas station? You checked your oil.
A lot of times.
You're a quarter of a quart low. But you had to buy the whole fucking quart of oil. Why not have a separate pump for oil? You know?
Every time we add a feature to the pump, we're slowing down.
That's true.
Two pumps though. Two pumps.
Well, oil change places have oil pumps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, just It's quarter.
Just hanging down, you know. After you get fuel, if you need a little oil, you need
a little oil. Is that a pint? A quarter of a quart?
No idea. Sounds right. It's a half pint.
Half pint.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Fuck, half of a quart is a pint. I don't know.
Seriously. That's fillerupgas.com.
I think it is also.
No, it is. Cox.
So you guys ever heard of, like, people accidentally putting diesel in their car and shit?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, like, it almost happened to me the other day, you know? So check this out, though. This was cool. I grabbed the diesel pump.
Yep.
And I go to put it in my gas
tank. Tastes different.
It's a bigger nozzle.
Good, sweet.
But that makes sense because I've only heard of people putting regular and their diesel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So therefore, the regular would fit.
Right. It only solves half the problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're driving a diesel, you know, you're like, I got a diesel.
They could make it like a keyhole, though.
That,
like,
they could.
Maybe a star shape for a diesel, and that way only the star pump goes into the, like those blocks.
How about D for diesel?
Yeah, a D shape. Yeah. A D shape. That works too.
I'd go and hammer them all the other way. Like, whatever.
Save my ass, though, really, the bigger nozzle. It's just expensive, dude. And then if you start it, you're fucked.
I pay attention.
I thought I did, too. Like, oh, I really did. I was like, that'll never happen to me. It almost did.
Look out, Sookie Smooth.
That's the way I feel right now. I'm like, that'll never happen to me, so I could.
You hit the 87, though, and nothing happens, right?
What?
You hit the 87 and nothing happens when you
that
do it.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, okay.
My couch. That happened to my couch. Remember that?
Yeah.
Happened to your couch?
Yeah, my couch. My couch pulled up. He's like, damn.
Borrowed my fucking diesel.
I know.
Wasn't paying attention to the gas pump.
But gasoline.
Regular
my diesel.
So would you get a new couch?
Would you stop at a gas station that could get you in and out with basically everything in 30 seconds?
I mean, depending on the price, yeah.
It's equivalent.
Yeah, okay, sure. I don't
know,
though.
I
kind of enjoy the gas station experience, I'm not going to lie. And it gives me a break in between trips, you know. It's like...
I think it's not for everybody every time, though.
Do what?
It's not for everybody every time.
That's probably true.
It's true. Especially in rough neighborhoods.
Most times.
It
thrives in rough neighborhoods.
I don't think so.
There's no opportunity to upsell people, really.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you totally can through the app.
Through the app, yeah. As much as you can.
Like, no, you want some big fries.
You're right. In fact, you can go, yeah. You got potato chips and you're not getting anything to drink? What the fuck?
Be salty.
Get a Coke, yo.
Would you like a lighter with a cigarette?
Your app just babbling to you like, that's going to be salty. You should probably. We got a special 2-for-1 on Cokes.
$40
You're going to be thirsty. Come on.
If you like Frito-Lays, you'll love Pepsi Cola.
I think it's a fucking good idea. Got to figure out electricity.
I don't know.
For electric cars.
That might be harder. I don't know enough about electricity.
What if NASCAR was...
But it can blow up an electric car trying.
Sweet.
Pit stops, you'd have to change out batteries.
Yeah.
Or...
That'd be easy enough to do.
Electricity instead of gas.
Maybe that'll build the technology. Pumping electricity fast.
Pumping electricity
is just start with a shitload of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity goes pretty fast, right?
I think so.
But I think you
need... It doesn't charge batteries fast, though.
I think you need more behind it. To push it into the batteries.
Yeah.
This is my so unscientific plan.
It's physics question of the week.
Yeah.
Or maybe
how much electricity do you need to push
like
electricity
fast? Like a shitload
fast?
Of alternators, you know?
Alternators sound good. There you go.
Throw those in there. Those handle electricity.
Maybe some capacitors, too. To like
yeah.
Something to do
store
with
the electricity?
Yeah.
To build capacity? Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Then you dump it into a battery and it explodes.
How many fucking ways are there to measure electricity?
Two.
Just hertz and amps?
What about watts?
In watts.
Watts.
Volts.
Volts.
Volts. Amps. Amps are
and
the
it's
bad.
My fault I'm confused.
Isn't amps the bad stuff? That's what kills you, right?
Something kills you, I'm pretty sure. Something will fuck you up pretty bad. I know what it's called electricity to me.
We learned that in bag school, dude.
Yeah.
Me and Joel went to bag school. So
it's bag school?
Shit.
Studied bags?
Bags.
Yep.
Wow, that didn't take long, I guess.
It was like 3 hours.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
Bag school.
Sounds about right. Actually, yeah. Sounds a little long. I won't lie.
Well, there's a lot to learn about the bag.
Mm-hmm.
The intricacies of bags.
Well, I guess I could see it. Did they cover the history of bags?
No.
No.
But they get a 3-hour discussion.
Did not lay the basics. Did not even.
Yeah.
You could spare 5 minutes for
this.
They
just basically told us what to look for.
One time someone wanted to keep a bunch of small things in one area so they could carry it around.
The first bag started out as a skin of a buffalo, and they kind of bunched it up together.
It wasn't even a bag, really.
Yeah.
It was more of a blanket.
Blanket.
But
it had been gathered in a bag
like
form.
It was like a hobo bag.
Controversy transpires.
Stick.
Yeah, bag school was crazy.
First usage of a bag.
Bag school was at a bag-making plant.
Oh, well then bag school seems perfectly appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Training.
What kind of bags?
Our job. Well, we made
burlap, plastic.
Mainly
paper. They were all paper bags.
Yeah.
Some of them had lining, but they were all paper.
And there was this thing called a blowout in the bag, which is pretty
bad.
Sounds exactly like what it is.
Not good.
The
bag
the poops
everywhere.
The seal of the bag had a blowout, you know, so it was a hole in the seal.
Bad news.
Yep.
That shit away, man.
Can't. Yeah,
I can tell by the tone of your voice and the look in your eyes that was like
yeah.
an hour and a half of this training seminar.
Yeah.
With
blowouts. Well, there was different types of. I can't even remember the other ones.
I'm trying to remember what the ones that could get blowouts were because I mainly worked on the pinch.
Yeah, there was the pinch, which is what we did.
Folding.
No, it's pinching.
Yeah, pinch.
Sorry.
with hot glue.
Go through the pinch before that.
Ours used hot glue, right?
Yeah, it was basically like a hot glue gun, like an industrial.
The other ones, oh, there was
hot
glue
gun all line.
There was ones that used stitching.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was for like feed and shit.
Dog food bags.
Feed, dog food dog bags. Food, yeah. I think they even had the small sugar bags. The most famous bag that we made there that I ever saw was some Domino sugar bags. Yeah.
Huge. Nice. Like, so,
I've seen Domino sugar bags.
Well, not the Domino. We didn't make the Domino sugar bags, though, that you can buy in the store.
Oh.
They were all bigger than
these
that.
These were for like, mani- like.
Damn, I haven't seen your handiwork then.
Yeah.
We didn't really make it either. We were inspectors.
Yeah, we inspected them.
You guys were responsible for the quality of that bag. So.
Yeah. We had to stack them neatly so that they could...
I know a bad
bag. Damn, I'm a little jealous of a bag factory job.
It was wild. It was
sounds
a crazy
interesting
place.
For a little bit. You know?
It was a hot chick with a Coke.
Nice.
Mandatory overtime. You'd find out, like, nice. They'd come up to you...
A little OT's nice.
20 minutes before the end of your
really?
Shift. And
you're gonna work
by a little OT,
hours?
When you worked, it, most
eight
of the time it
over.
Was...
Really?
No, it wasn't 8 hours. It was four. Some,
sometimes,
but they could only make you work four.
That's time
that's
and
true.
A half, motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's true. Some, I mean, some inspecting weeks,
bags.
People would work 7 days, 16-hour days.
Wow.
I mean, it was, yeah.
Was good money and,
yeah. No wonder that chick was on coke.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, what, we, I think,
snort coffee.
Starting out, you got 12.
Well, that's damn good money.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, overtime. Shit.
Yeah.
Eat that up.
It was intense work, though.
Really?
They were coming out of the back of that machine pretty fucking fast.
Did you have bag issues often?
It wasn't that intense.
It was kind of intense.
Not once you got used to it.
No.
How many bags are you pulling? You know, what
they'd come out in stacks.
Stacks of maybe 10.
And you got to sort through and check?
So they come out, and you go like this. You fan them on this side. Look for the blue.
Do that again for our listeners.
You fan them on the right side.
All right.
Like, almost like you're...
flipping through a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Like
on one side.
Yeah.
And then you fan the... Did you fan the other side?
Yeah.
Or just one side?
Well, you didn't have to on the pinch because the other side was open.
But on the other...
But on the bottom... What were those called?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But on the other bags, you had to flip both sides.
Stitching.
You look at both sides.
Stitching bags.
By hand?
What?
By eye.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was stitching by hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a machine.
Just, oh, but the
thing was always
hand stitching. This is a beautiful bag. I really hate to put grain in this.
Shit, man. I mean, we're talking $10 a bag here. I mean,
well, hey. Only you're putting $200 feet in it. It
takes you 1 hour to make one bag.
What kind of shit is this coming out of these bags coming out?
It's like this long-ass machine, dude. Like, I would say our machines were 40 feet.
Yeah.
40 feet
really?
Long.
Really? Yep.
It's
pretty
tall.
Sweet.
Pretty tall.
Not tall.
I mean, no,
barely 10 feet.
Okay.
Well, there were a couple that were higher.
There was like automated ones that were like...
Big.
German made 20 footers.
They got a little bit bigger, but the pinch was fairly short.
I'm going to say maybe 6 feet wide.
Okay. Coming off as one
at its widest
bags.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rollers
yep.
Yeah.
Roll ton of rollers.
Different setups for different bags.
Ours use hot glue.
All different setups for different bags.
Yeah. Different bags, different setups, different sizes.
Mainly like three types though. There was the stitch. There was these bottom bags or whatever.
Stitch.
I forget what it was called. And then the pinch bags. And then I think there was like maybe one or two more kinds that I never really worked with.
They
but
were weird.
They didn't do many of those.
German name.
Fascinating. That's bags.
Funny story I remember, though. Well, one of the funny stories. There's a new dude working.
Ha, new dude.
Stitched into a bag.
Well, sometimes the bags would catch on fire, you know. And that was a normal occurrence. No big deal. You just pull it
it's
out
hot,
of the machine.
Caught in the hot part of the hot glue gun thing.
You just pull it out of the machine and stomp on it, you know. This dude fucking freaks out, gets the fucking fire extinguisher.
Took down the building, killed 20 people.
Hoses down the machine, dude. So, like, we had like a 3-hour break or something.
There you go.
After that.
Our machine's down.
The machine down.
People were pissed.
That's hilarious. It's a great response
to
it. And
I think we had to have overtime because as a result.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, cool.
And all you'd feed all the machines with the tubes. There was a different machine that was about the same length that would turn them into, like, tubes. of paper. You know what I mean? Like big industrial size, soon to become a bag tubes.
Okay.
And then they would load those into the machine that like folded it up. And then the inspectors were at the end of that. I think they probably inspected the tubes too. But I never worked over there. Tubes.
Tubes that are soon to be bags?
Soon to be bags.
Tubes are easier to make than bags? All right.
There were rolls. I eventually made my way back to the printing department.
Ooh.
Not to toot my own horn.
Fancy,
but
fancy.
There was hazard pay back there, so I'm doing pretty well for myself. And, yes, back there, there were rolls.
Rolls?
Yeah. Because it was before even the tubes.
Okay. Damn, you guys took it from raw paper?
Yep.
Fully. Turned it into tubes? Threw the tubes on the folder?
Yeah, so these
bags.
Machines,
deal with it.
Printed, folder to the stitcher?
Right, they printed the bags.
Yeah.
The logos and shit.
Logos and barcodes.
And they made the bags.
I'm surprised you didn't have trees coming in at one end, you know?
Kind of, yeah. wouldn't surprise me.
All right, where's the bag factory?
Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Yeah. Rombach. Rombach Avenue.
Oh, wow. Main Street. I couldn't have told you that much.
Yeah.
There'll be a Google pin drop somewhere.
Huh. And convenient. Right next door. Right next door.
Walmart's
going to
need some bags. But we don't make those kind of bags.
It's true.
We didn't fill them with anything, though.
Yeah, we no filling in this place.
We just sent out pallets of bags.
I fell in
it's
love with
be
it.
Fucking heavy. I used to drive in paper loads, fucking insane in the truck, packed to the gills. Paper, it's heavy.
So true.
It's a new tagline for paper.
That's heavy, dude.
It's heavier than you think.
Is it? It's heavy, or is it? That's heavy.
Oh,
like the message that paper sometimes contains. Could also be, like, heavy on a thinking level.
Well, that's heavy.
That motorcycle's broken.
Yeah, it didn't sound right. That one's potentially even worse.
It's not as smoky in here now. Uh-uh. It's all in our lungs.
Yeah, my buzz. Snort
coffee.
A little bit.
That's a shame.
I'll smoke another cigar.
I brought another one. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm going to whip that out yet.
You got any good fucking ways to kill somebody?
No, I'm not as...
Well, don't... Yeah, aren't we normally given, like, a suggestion on that?
Yeah,
like, there's no
bland.
Topic?
All right, just toss somebody out the window.
That's a fucked up way to kill
way.
Someone.
What about death by getting stuck in a...
Stitched to death, man.
Pinched to death.
Hot glued to death. Killed in a bag fire.
There you go.
What if you just like
could take down the whole plant, man?
Yeah, it's true. Hot glued someone's mouth shut so they couldn't eat.
They just
slow,
get an IV, dude.
Death.
They just get an IV. That wouldn't be enough to kill them.
What if you like? Yeah.
Fall over out and just pull it out.
Death by saltpeter.
So miserable.
Kill yourself.
You kill yourself. I can't get an erection.
You can kill a whole civilization with saltpeter.
What if you took saltpeter and...
Anybody got a little fucked up way to kill a civilization?
Saltpeter.
In everything. Nobody wants to fuck anymore.
It's in the water, man.
What are these walls made out of? Don't Lego, it's just more soft, Peter.
They're softening our minds and our penises.
Snort coffee?
Hey, buddy, what was your favorite toy as a child? Is there a stolen question from somebody?
Sure.
I lost a toy as a child, and it always bothered me and still does bother me. It was Raphael Ninja Turtle.
Mm.
And it was like the action figure, like G.I. Joe sized, you know what I mean? Like a little like 4-inch, 5-inch maybe Ninja Turtle. He was the one with the forks.
Yeah.
And he was, I remember he had a red mask. And I had all of them, but then I didn't have him anymore, and it always pissed me off. And now, even now, I think about it, and I'm like, fuck. You had them all, dude. You had every one of them, and then you fucking lost one. Why don't you pay attention?
Which one did you lose? Raphael?
Raphael.
Yeah. That's why he's your favorite painter now?
I don't know why. I never really liked Raphael because he always seemed like he was in a shitting mood.
Oh.
Like, they were just dicking around, eating pizza, fucking skateboarding in the fucking sewer.
Yeah.
And he was always a buzzkill. Just, all, like, true. He was never the happiest one of them, ever.
He the one that would pick him at the beginning of the show. They told me to turn off the water while I was brushing my teeth.
They were giving that message back then?
Huh. Fuck that wastewater.
Don't waste water.
He was the one that
I'm big
cussed.
In wasting water.
He cussed in the movie.
I'm just gonna drink it again later.
Oh, he was the bad boy then.
Yeah.
He cussed in the movie?
I wasn't allowed to see that shit for like a year.
Nice.
Because my parents were debating it, you know.
Nice.
He says, damn, yeah.
Is this when they were Mormon?
We weren't Mormons, but yeah.
You were
the Ninja Turtles
when you were Mormons?
We were Jehovah's Witness.
You sure you weren't Mormons?
Dude, I'm pretty sure. Similar, but different.
But you were Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
But magical underwear.
How many people get in?
What?
How many people get in?
Oh, 144,000, I think. Or 40. It's either 144 or 44.
And New York Jesus.
Huh. What number are they on?
Right.
Is there still room?
Maybe 119.
119 left? Or that's what they're up to?
In Utah.
119,000.
So there's only going to save another 25, huh?
Yeah.
That's it?
Much.
And then what, everybody stops talking?
That was the beauty of it, man, is because
ooh,
just because you didn't get into heaven didn't mean, because there was a new earth, you know, eventually.
Oh, sweet.
And that, you know,
convenient.
Good people still get to live on the new earth.
Like New Coke.
But only the elite gets to heaven.
Nice.
Box.
So not only are you saved, but if you join now, you're in the head. You're in the elite group.
And honestly, dude.
Sweet.
I almost rather just go to the new earth. Rather than heaven. I mean, heaven kind of sounds boring.
Where's the better party? That's what you got to ask yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, is there going to be, like, technology in heaven? I don't know.
Nope.
Technology?
There's a porch.
Not going to need it.
And you need a railing still because you're high up. And
that's right.
Kids hang out with lion cubs.
Just hanging, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
But living for
somebody
your broken bones.
Yeah.
Why are they funny. Kids anyway?
I ran across.
It's a horrible
there was
death.
Like a,
did they die?
To live my whole eternity as a fucking kid? I can't do anything up here. This sucks. The climb on the back of the lion for every fucking thing I want that's on the counter.
It always, you know, as a little kid, because I was little when we were Joe Winnis, I'd always ask, like,
Mormon.
You know, about the new earth or whatever. And, like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, describe all the stuff. And I'm like, you know, there's not going to be any garbage, blah, blah. I'm like, well, what do you mean it's not going to be garbage? Like,
I mean, we're not going to have to wipe our ass? Something's
like,
going to be garbage?
Well, I remember distinctly asking my mom about banana peels. Like, what about a banana peel? Like, that's a fruit.
Something's going to happen.
Bananas and fruits and shit in the pictures, you know?
Right, right.
And my mom's like, oh, that was just biodegrade. And I didn't know what that meant, you know? It was like,
everywhere.
What do you mean? It just dissolves under the earth? How does that work? It happens. I drew some sweet pictures during service, though, I'll tell you that.
Nice.
I
anything
like
fucked
these.
Up, or like?
Well, no, I just draw, like, I made, you know, I would draw, like, people, but my people were like, they look like Mr. Potato Head, just big, round body, like two little arms and two little legs, and like, but their whole body was like their face, you know what I mean? So it was like a smiley face with arms and legs.
Nice.
What day do the Mormons celebrate? Or, like, whatever their weekly thing is?
Mormons or Jehovah's Witness?
Same thing.
I think it was multiple times, dude. I think they have, like, Thursday services. But I don't know. Like, in some ways, their beliefs make sense because, like, their Sabbath's on
magical
the
underwear.
Their Sabbath's on the Saturday because that's when the Sabbath is, you know what I mean? And Christians were like, oh, we're going to be different. We're going to make it on Sunday. Dude.
Yeah, let's close out the week with
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. That's the beginning of the week. Not the end of the week.
Yeah, but, it's called Sunday because he made the sun
it's
on
the first day, dude.
That day.
Yeah.
Let there be light. Now you get sun, dumbass.
He didn't rest on that day.
No, now he's working pretty fucking hard.
That was Saturday.
Nuclear fusion. Do you mind?
I'm busy here.
I got some fucking shit on my plate.
Quit playing, assholes.
Wait, you want me to relax now?
Trying to build.
I just got started.
I got a son to make.
I haven't even gotten to organic life yet. Probably won't get there until Wednesday.
But yeah, man, no no holidays.
No holidays.
No holidays
are weird.
No Christmas.
No birthdays.
No, no birthdays. It was awkward, man.
How'd that treat you?
I hated it. Yeah. I wanted some presents. Yeah, but honestly, my parents would still buy me presents.
Are your parents still?
No, no.
Are you still?
No.
A Mormon.
So you're happily out, but
well,
no. Wait.
Yeah, like, I don't. Faith. Like I said, I believe in some of the stuff, you know, they had going on, but not, you know.
I think your parents might have just been running a scam on you.
Well, I think,
like,
yeah, sorry. No Christmas. No Christmas this year.
Eternal salvation. That's your present.
But when I was in kindergarten, first day of kindergarten, my mom told me, she's like, okay, now don't pledge allegiance, you know. Like, don't, you know, that we don't believe in it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know. So, like, I had it in my head all day. So, first fucking thing, dude, you know, the teacher's teaching us how to pledge allegiance. And I sit down. And she's like, no, honey, you know. And she told my fucking teacher, I don't know if she forgot or what.
She didn't forget.
So, I start crying.
She was an
right?
American.
Because I'm, like, freaking out. And then she's like, oh, honey, I'm sorry. You know, she remembered. And I was like,
I forgot you were the different freak. Somebody told me about you today.
And then it embarrassed me in front of all my new classmates.
Go out in the hallway, freak.
No, I didn't.
Don't,
I had to go
don't be different.
Christmas
don't
parties,
feel different.
Too. Horrible.
Go on the hallway, freak. We're all going to have a party in here.
Yeah, no cupcakes for you.
Parents like that
you
suck, huh?
You don't believe in birthdays, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you eat the cupcakes from other children's birthdays?
Nope.
Really?
Can't celebrate.
What if somebody brought in, like, it's Wednesday,
what
just brought in,
like,
some cupcakes?
Oh, yeah, that
in
was
my heart, I'm not celebrating, but I'm
well, if they were celebrating Wednesday, if they're celebrating Wednesday, no. Can't do it.
Well, I guess anytime you have cupcakes, on some level, it's a celebration of something. Like, right? I mean, you don't just, like, well, like, we need to make cupcakes for this week, so we all have, so we have cupcakes all week. Like, I'd never have done that.
No, no.
Can't celebrate it.
Can't celebrate anything?
No cupcakes
even,
in the Mormon faith.
Couldn't even celebrate the fact that someone was bringing in cupcakes.
Yeah. Damn, that's a weird rule. No celebrations.
Lots of joy, teacher. This is dangerously close to joy, so my parents would like me not to take part in it.
It's kind of a rough thing to saddle a kid with.
Yeah.
Like, hey, deal with this. You're like 7.
It's true. Well, the reason they got out of it...
Mortality. Handle it.
...is they kicked my parents out for they're going through a divorce or whatever, you know. And, like, so they kicked them out, but the weird thing was, like, they were allowed back in, but they had to, like, go through this thing... I think they were just
Kicked out of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, they were just like, screw it or whatever, you know?
We don't really believe. Fuck it.
Yeah. But it is funny, though, because, like, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in the Trinity. And, so anyways, like...
Go into that a little bit real quick.
The Trinity is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right. Why don't Mormons believe in that?
Holy Ghost, thank you.
Well, the Mormons don't believe in it because they think those things aren't the same, you know, because, like, the Trinity is, like, the same but different, you know what I mean?
Having its cake and eating it,
right,
too.
Right. That's but they actually believe they're just totally separate, you know.
If you will attempt to explain that.
Similarly, but different. So anyways, one day, this is when I was, like, 19 or 20, something like that, I'm asleep on the couch. And Jehovah's Witnesses knock on the door. So they knock on her door, and it just happened to be one of them was one of my mom's good friends when we, you know, and she knew me. So they're talking to me about it and stuff, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you know, like, we just got out of it or whatever, you know, it's like, just fine. And they start talking to me about how, like, the Trinity doesn't exist. And I was like, oh, you mean this Trinity? And I show them tattoo on my arm, and they're like, yeah. Like, yeah, it's tattooed on me.
Good luck convincing me that a mark I made of myself doesn't even exist.
Good stuff.
It's It's fascinating.
Does that get picked up? You wouldn't know because you haven't listened to the new...
Who would say? So. We could just be all 107.7. Speaking in odd...
All underwater
patterns,
episodes.
Similar to ours.
I'm just afraid when you hear me speaking, it's just going to be a bunch of, like, muffle, like, because I mumble, you know?
Because of your beard?
Because of my beard, it gets in the way.
Your stink beard?
It's like, what is this fucking dude saying? Who is this Boomhauer motherfucker? Like,
I didn't come with anything to talk about.
Hey, I got a new car. Boo!
Boo.
Yeah. Well, woohoo, I mean, boo. Yeah. New car.
What'd you get?
Nissan Versa. Woo!
Your wrist looks a little limp.
Wow, from there even? Wow. It's cool. It's nice.
Yeah, what's that?
Little hatchback.
Don't know if I've ever seen one.
It's a little four-door hatchback. Good gas mileage, roomy on the inside.
Yep. Does it look like a Honda Fit?
It does.
I know what you're talking about.
It does. Yep.
I dig them.
You think he's talking about they're cool. Honda Fit?
They look almost exactly the same.
They're like almost
except for the Versa looks better. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
And Honda's more expensive.
Ah.
I'm partial to the Yaris.
See, I thought I was until I drove the Versa.
Really?
Way more roomy.
Huh.
3 miles less per gallon, but I think worth it.
Yeah.
In my estimation.
Highway or city?
Highway. I think it might be less difference in the city, but I don't compare that. I'm concerned about highway. Drive a lot of miles. So.
I used to own a Geo Metro 3-cylinder stick shift.
Yeah. Say 3-cylinder?
Yeah.
Nice.
55 miles to the gallon.
That's really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I should have gotten that.
A dream about that car.
Really? The window wouldn't it roll all the way up. It was like always that much down.
That probably even cut down on your gas mileage a little bit. You could have been pulling 56 without that drag. So built well, huh?
No, not at all, man. I threw a rod. That's what I'm doing. I was driving along one day.
Kind of sucks.
I heard the banging. I couldn't go above 20 miles per hour, so I literally drove it straight to the junkyard.
Nice.
I was like, fuck this, man.
Yep.
That was the second engine it had in it, too.
I wish there would have been a junkyard around when I was in a car that threw a rod. I just parked it at a real estate office.
No, I mean, I
told him I'd be back and then never came
yeah,
back.
Yeah, it's true. That thing was there forever,
6 months,
man.
Probably, it sat
there. Yeah.
Because I told him, because I went in and said, like, I'm going to be back for that. Don't.
They're like, we got to do something. But, speaking of which, dude, Seldon Tut.
Oh, shit.
Periodically, I get on MeltownJournal.com.
Former king of Egypt.
And I look at the mugshots because I think it's funny.
Seldon
Tut was on there, dude. What? And it was like, there's something stupid, too. It was like, prescription fraud.
No kidding.
food stamp fraud.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever they call that. And
assistance fraud?
What the hell was he doing? I mean, did he lie about his income? Or I don't know.
Did he sell his benefits for drugs?
I don't know the guy. That was another thought, too.
I don't know
Shut
how.
Shut your mouth about Seldon Tut.
I'm sorry.
You talk out of line,
sorry.
Buddy. You never saw the snow outside of his house. Because he lived so close to a steel plant.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
In the fucking sunlight. Because there were shavings of metal on his fucking snow. So you do take it back, sir.
I do.
Did
he maybe accept or try to pay for sexual favors with food stamps?
He could have done that.
Right. I didn't want to...
rehab counselor.
Charge character.
Oh, this guy. Yeah. I mean, he's not a friend, so... You know.
Oh, well, fuck him then.
He's not your friend.
He's a good guy, though. I'm rooting for him.
Black,
I think he's a long shot to be,
black snow.
Quote, winning. But
all year. All year, black snow.
Really? That's just very crazy, man.
Yeah. Houses, like, near the... Yeah, just black.
Where?
In the reservation in Middletown.
They call it the reservation because all the street names are Indian names.
Yeah.
And they spray paint weed leaves on the streets.
I thought you were talking about people from India.
Mohawk.
So.
Hiawatha.
They leave chainsaws in the trucks they sell you.
Yeah. You kept that shit, too,
fuck yeah, I left it in the fucking real estate office. I don't give a fuck what happened to your chainsaw. You sold me a shitty truck. Yeah,
it's true. That thing had, like, the...
You didn't take the chainsaw with you when you left the car?
No. And then he asked about it. It was like...
Wait, you didn't need a chainsaw?
I should have sold it for drug money, yeah. But I didn't. It just seemed like
more
trouble
than I was worth.
See, you weren't thinking. But it would have been worth a fair amount.
What do they call those things? Like, Cheech and Chong had them in their
car. Like the, you know, like on mariachi hats, those balls?
Oh, the tassels.
You had that.
Yeah, like tassels.
It was a Lowrider S10.
No.
Yeah.
You were driving this?
It was hot, dude.
Lowrider S10, no extended cab. The way that it was lowered was the springs were cut.
Can't see it.
So it just scraped everywhere. I would have to go out and, like, get it, like, nice and running for, like, 20 minutes. Like, before I could get out of the driver's seat and not be giving it gas in park and the engine to just continue running to be able to idle and not die. And it sounded like a remote, like, one of those remote control airplanes, like a nice one. Yeah. Before the throw rod.
You should have shifted out of first.
Yeah, threw a rod too, didn't
it? Maybe that was it.
Do you guys want to say bye?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Smokecoffee.com. Call 937.
Son of a bitch. I've been off the whole time. God. Wow. Nice. Good thing I haven't said anything. Fucking shit. I'm bye.
That's hilarious.
937-551-1040.
So fucking easy. Flip a switch.
Sweet. Easy as
all you
switch.
Have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening. Really, though. Tell some people. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Bye-bye.
Should be a fun one to hear a three-sided conversation with four people in the room.
See how much mine's turned off. Cox.
You should just go back and, like, dub in your voice.
Hell yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I'm still here.
Yeah, it'd be really funny because you have, like, time to, like, work out every little
joke. Yeah, it's good call, yeah.
Figure out the perfect burn for every little thing that one of us says. Dumbass.
Yeah. You're an asshole.
Is that for another one or no? I don't know if I've got any topics.
I don't know, yeah. Topic-wise, and I am a little tired. What time is it?
2:40. 2:43.
Easy. What do you think, Pence? I'm just opened a beer, so I presume you're...
I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Let's do it, then.
Yeah.
Let's hesitantly do it.
Let's do it.
Woo! That's the attitude, everybody. Not really in, but, you know.
I'm worried. I keep stepping on the cord, man.
I think you're all right.
You'll stop the sound from going through.
it's not a garden hose, Joel.
Well, no, I just thought maybe it would cause some
sound
on some lines.
Never hear it.
It was blocking 107.7 thing coming through.
Did you guys really have radio coming through?
But yeah.
With the mixer in the middle.
Yeah, the mixer will fuck with stuff. Huh. It's probably playing a little bit of it right now if you're listening loud enough.
Don't listen
like
too
to
loud.
Woohoo! Listen to that.
I used to live by an airport, and my stereo would pick up.
Really? Yeah. Like aircraft traffic control?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't have any music playing. I turned it all the way up.
Nice.
It was an old stereo that was from like the 70s.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Huh. I'd listen to that all the time.
Hook Field.
I don't know what that means.
It's Belltown Airport.
I should probably know what that means. I lived in that area for a while.
Did you? Yeah. I lived in that trailer park.
From Hook Field.
I don't know that either. You know that rock?
Yeah, I do know The Rock. Okay. Right next to that. Really? Okay. All right. So, I know what you're talking about.
It's supposed to be a notable rock.
Yeah.
What rock? I don't know.
It's a rock. Yeah.
Good one.
No, just I know where it's at.
Not
special.
Folk.